We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha. It's feel good, taste good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend for Beaver Nation. Fizzy, delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hom Kombucha. Our guest this week is Brandon Kipper, getting ready for his redshirt junior year at Oregon State, coming off a tremendous season this past year and Pac-12 all-honorable mention. A force on the offensive line at right tackle, whether that's in the future or a move, we don't know yet. Maybe Brandon does. We have no idea what he knows, but that's why we're having him on to welcome Brandon Kipper into the podcast. Brandon, first and foremost, before we get to football stuff, how are you? How's life today as we connect with you, and how are you handling this strange new world that we're all in?
Thanks, Mike, for having me on. It is strange, but I'm handling it well, trying to keep it as normal as possible, working out still, just grinding away, preparing like I was beforehand, at least to the extent I can, and I'm trying to keep the schedule and keep it normal, keep it feeling normal, but I mean, I'm handling it well, I think everybody is, but it is weird.
John Warren with Mike Parker, is everybody okay, and everybody is healthy for the most part in your world?
Oh, yeah. Everyone on my end is good. Family's all healthy. Friends are all healthy. Right now, it's just kind of about keeping everyone healthy. Obviously, like my grandma and mom, they're all worried. But as far as physical health is, everyone's good on my end. But it is a reality.
It certainly is. Brandon Kipper, our guest on this week's edition of the Beaver Podcast. Where were you in your workouts? What were you doing? I know that finals were coming up and then spring break, but what about you personally in your workouts?
When this all started?
Yeah.
We were in spring ball, so it was kind of, I just progressed out of doing personal workouts, and now we're kind of getting to the team stuff. Obviously, we're doing meetings, practices. We were supposed to have a scrimmage that last Saturday. It was kind of just a normal spring ball, nothing that I haven't experienced before. And then they kind of just got cut short, which was an odd feeling. But yeah, I mean, we were dead in the middle of spring ball, but just kind of all of a sudden, nope, no more, no more pads, no more football. It was odd, but it was unexpected, I'll say.
Brandon, when you say trying to keep it as normal as possible, how difficult is that? What can you do to try to achieve some level of normality in your workout world, in your classes? So what does your day in your world look like with respect to working out and going to classes online?
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, it's hard. It's not easy to, in this whole thing, to make it feel normal. But a big thing for me has just been scheduling, trying to keep myself on a schedule. It's really easy once football's gone, like, to just kind of slip into I'll sleep till 11 or 12 or, mm-hmm. or whatever. So trying to keep myself on a schedule, waking up at the same time every day, going to bed at the same time. Treat it like it's just a normal year. Like, I have practice in the morning. I found that's pretty good for my mental health. Makes the days a little better. Just trying to convince myself that I'm still preparing for a spring game that I might not come, but just keeping that same mentality that I had beforehand and not letting this whole thing really shift how I'm thinking about and going about things.
Now, you told us you're in Corvallis with all of the facilities shut down. What are you doing as far as equipment, or is it just going on trails and running, or what is it you're doing?
We've been doing anything and everything we can do. There's some fields around here, intramural fields on campus that we can use. But, I mean, loading backpacks up with water, whatever you can do to get some weight and just, I mean, getting some work in. Obviously, you can do things like O-line work and just working technique and stuff like that without weight. So you can still get some work in that respect, but the weight room portion is definitely, it's been interesting, just throwing weights in bags and trying to use it like it's a dumbbell. It's a backpack, but just getting creative. Takes me back to high school when I couldn't afford to have a nice strength coach and a great big facility.
Well, that's interesting in itself, Brandon. Everybody has to go about this now doing the best you can with the reality you're dealing with. So for you, you've been challenged in other circumstances that were not quite as rich as the Oregon State facilities and the new Sports Performance Center. So for you, you've kind of had to figure this out before, it sounds like, and you got some work in, even if the tools weren't the best, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say I've gotten work in just like this before. Obviously, this is a completely different situation. But I've been in spots where you just got to come up with something. You got to get work in somehow. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's not new to me to figure out ways to get work in. I'm finding new ways to get work in that I have before. But the concept of not having shiny, nice weight room is not new to me. So mm-hmm. It hasn't been terribly hard for me to figure out kind of what to do, what will work, what won't. But at the same time, it has been something new.
Brandon Kipper joining us. This is a longer form interview. Tell us about your journey to Oregon State. You grew up in Idaho. You started out in Hawaii, and you're here as a Beaver. Started all 12 games last year on the offensive line. But coming out of high school and an All-American wrestler, let's start there. Mm-hmm. Were you planning, was there ever a time when you gave some thought about wrestling collegiately?
It was a thought. I wouldn't say it was a long, drawn-out thought. After I won my first national title and All-American in Reno, the Oklahoma State head coach did ask my wrestling coach to chit-chat with me, and that kind of opened my eyes. I remember being a 17, 18-year-old kid in a school like Oklahoma State is coming after you. I mean, it opened my eyes. But football was always my first passion, my first love. So I don't think it ever was a really long, drawn-out thought. I knew what I wanted to spend not just my college career, but my professional and my life doing. So it wasn't too much of a thought, but it was tempting, yes.
Well, first of all, national championships in high school, I would imagine that collegiately that coaches were drooling to get you. Was there a lot of pressure on you when having achieved a level such as national champion?
I mean, there's a lot of tournaments in a year that you can become a national championship at. A national champion. I wouldn't say coaches were drooling over me, mainly because I didn't wrestle outside of the main wrestling season. I spent the rest of that time doing a football camp. And a lot of the bigger, like, tournaments that colleges are recruiting at are in that off season. So I never got too into that portion of wrestling where coaches were kind of all over me. But my junior and senior year after I All-American for the third or fourth time, and I won that first national championship, that was when coaches really started to open their eyes. I was getting more recruited in football, most definitely, but okay. Because I was spending more time out of the season doing recruiting things like camps and stuff.
Brandon, how has the experience as a wrestler helped you as a football player?
Oh, I attribute just about everything that I am good at in football to wrestling. Wrestling taught me not only how to be a good man, but how to be a good athlete, how to use leverage, how to use my athleticism, my strengths, the counterbalances, my weaknesses. Wrestling taught me how to win a one-on-one and really step up and embrace the grind. I think the mental aspect, the mental qualities that I took away from wrestling are things that will last with me for the rest of my life. The things that I'll try to pass down to my kids. They're qualities that I hold deep, deep, deep to my heart. But I think I can't even put a value on how much wrestling did for me as an athlete and a football player.
All right, so you're at Hawaii out of high school, and you end up at Oregon State. Was Oregon State on your radar coming out of high school so that when you decided not to stay at Hawaii, it was an easy choice, or was there some discussion involved? How did that whole thing happen?
Oregon State was never – they never recruited me at coming out of high school. A couple Pac-12 schools did. Oregon State never really came to calling, but when I did decide to transfer from Hawaii, I knew I wanted to go somewhere close to home. That was one of the big reasons I wanted to leave. I'm a small-town Idaho boy. The first time I'd ever flown over an ocean was when I went to Hawaii, and I didn't fly back for a good 8 months. So it was a good experience. It was something that I think any high school kid should experience in their life. I think I did so much maturing in a year, just having to learn to survive on my own, not having mom near me. But at the same time, I am a homebody. So I think it was a good experience, but I knew it was time to go somewhere closer to home. And then when it came time to transfer, Oregon State, obviously Coach Sensei had just signed here, and he had called me after I decided I was going to transfer, and we chit-chatted for a bit. He recruited me to Hawaii, so we had a relationship. And so I told him I'd come out here on a visit. And, I mean, honestly, I didn't have any intentions of coming here at all. And I sat down with Coach Smith and Coach M on my visit, and I was sold. Like I there was no other thought in my mind other than I'm going to be a Beaver. But it was really a sudden thing. It was never really wanted to be a Beaver, wanted to be a Beaver. It was always kind of, And then, I mean, when you know, you know. And I knew the second I met everybody, the second I got to Corvallis. So.
Yeah, what was it? You say, I mean, you go from to absolutely that quickly. There's got to be a click, a reason.
Coach M and Coach Smith. Coach Smith sat me down, and Coach Smith told me his vision. I feel like when I went around the recruiting process the second time around, I had a much better understanding of what is just recruiting tactics and what is genuine, what coaches are genuinely feel and say. And when I sat down with Coach Smith, I never felt such a genuine, passionate vision coming out of a man. He genuinely wanted to turn this program around, not for his sake, but for his man's sake. That vision is something that I've always appreciated. I went to a high school where we weren't really good at football, and I kind of had the same feeling where I stuck it out. I didn't transfer high schools. I wanted to change something, but I appreciated that quality in him. And Coach M is, I mean, you just have to Google him to see his resume, but just talking to him and just the brief 2 days I was here on that visit and things that he'd already shared with me, the knowledge, the wisdom, I knew there was so much more that could come from him, and the potential that he could get out of me was far more than I think I could ever got out of just by myself. So it was really an easy choice once I just got to know those two people.
And Brandon, did it play out playing for Coach Mihalchik just in terms of your growth and your development as a person, as a football player, as an elite tackle? Has Coach Mihalchik's approach worked for you? You felt it in those 2 days when you visited, but has it played out in practice and in games, and you feel like you're getting ready for even a bigger year under his tutelage?
1,000%. I think in the 2 years I've been here now, my football IQ has skyrocketed just because of the knowledge and the teaching he's given me. I think that obviously I have a lot of room to go, and I would be the first person. I'm the biggest critic. I know the areas I need to get better at, but I do think he does an amazing job at not only helping you understand what you need to get better at, but teaching you how to work on it yourself. which is something that I've always kind of struggled at. So getting to meet him and him kind of teaching me how to not only find what I need to work at, but then to really just be able to do it on my own has been a huge step for me. I think this, and just in the 2 years I've been here, the growth that I've experienced is so much, and I think that there's so much more to go.
And you thus, if saying that by yourself, without scrimmages, without other people around, are you able to work on those things by yourself, work on your technique and your game, even if Jim isn't there, even if your teammates aren't there, can you work on your craft?
Oh, yeah. I think that's it to my living room. All those things as far as technique and just the general fundamentals of O-line play are things that you can work in your living room. They're things you can work in your bathroom. Right? I'll be sitting in my stance while playing video games. I mean, that's the thing about O-line is a lot of it is just getting good at being in an awkward position, getting comfortable being in awkward positions and being able to control your body when it's uncomfortable. And that's the easiest thing to do to yourself is just get in an uncomfortable position. So a lot of that stuff I can and I do work on my own on a daily basis.
Well, and you mentioned the wrestling. I mean, there's a lot of Greco-Roman moves when you're going against a guy on the other side of the line and it's just your two upper body strength stuff. I mean, I would think that all really comes into play.
It does. Greco was actually always the one branch of wrestling that I did not excel at. I was actually a terrible Greco wrestler. I always had a weaker upper body, very strong lower body. But I do think the things that Greco, the technique that Greco implements into their wrestling style is something that translates directly into football. And even the other branches of wrestling, just the leg strength and endurance and foot quickness, that translates directly over too.
There's some discussion now whenever, you know, there's graduation, who plays left tackle or whatever the main position is on the line in a particular year, depending on your quarterback. Do you mind? Do you care? What do you want to do? What's your favorite spot on the line?
I want to play the position that Coach M thinks is going to be the most beneficial for the team. That is genuinely how I feel. I don't care if it's left tackle. I don't care if it's right tackle. I don't care if it's center. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's long snapper. I just want to help the team. Left tackle, right tackle, everyone wants to make a big fuss about it. Left tackle gets all of his love. It's the same thing. It's just on the other side. I'll do whatever I need to do to help the team out. I'm not too concerned with playing left or right. I'm just concerned with getting better at being an O-lineman every day.
That's a tremendous answer.
Great answer.
Let's close with this. You're intriguing on a lot of levels, Brandon, but when we read in the bio in the media guide that you were your student body president in high school and participated in speech and debate in the National Forensics League. We ask you about how wrestling helped you as a football player, but just what about being a president of a student body and participating in speech and debate? How has that contributed just to you, what you are, who you are as a person, and how you go about life?
I think being a student body president was one of the cool things to do as a high school kid. I don't know if that tremendously had an influence on like who I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt like I'm not a natural leader, but I've always not been afraid to say what was on my mind and to hold people accountable. So being a student body president was kind of just accentuating who I feel like I already was.
Mm-hmm.
But speech and debate was one of the things that I started doing when I was a freshman just to kind of try new things, see if I liked it, and it ended up becoming something that I really enjoyed. Now I can see how it has influenced how I think. I'm a little bit more of a logical thinker, and sometimes I need to be able to think a little more outside of the box, but I do think it helps with just being able to logically break things down fast, be able to mental wit, the quickness. I mean, all of that is a big portion of football, too. It's not just physical. So I do think the mental aspect and being able to deliberate between things is huge.
Well, not only that, but it gives you confidence. If the average kid doesn't go through that and you have, there are times when someone needs to step forward, whether it be make the right play on the line or lead a team when things aren't going well. It's a confidence builder, isn't it?
The confidence you need just to be able to get up and speak in a future debate tournament is way more confidence you'll ever need to be able to play a football game. So I definitely can see how that influences how I play and just think too.
Are you staying in touch with teammates? I mean, do you have some team meetings? Do you contact friends? Are you rooming with guys that are on the team that are still here in Corvallis? How's all of that going, Brandon?
Oh, it's great. We do like some virtual meetings with the O-line, just watching film over, it's called Zoom. Mm-hmm. Just what we can do, that's great. But outside of that, yeah, I keep in contact with all my teammates. We play games and stuff together. Obviously, social distancing, we can't really like hang out. But, I mean, as much as we can, keep in contact, talk, play games, whatever we do. Some of my closer friends are still in town, so try to work out with them. Mm-hmm. Granted, keeping social distancing rules, but just trying to, like I said, keep things normal. Stay around the same people, doing the same things, going about it with the same attitude, the same goals, and the same mindset.
Well, Brandon, all of this, we hope you and all of us together can find our way through all of these strange days into a game in Stillwater in late August. I mean, that's our hope. Who knows? We'll find out together. But in the meantime, thank you for taking time for us and continuing to do what you do. And we appreciate you coming on this week's podcast, Brandon. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. Brandon Kipper on the Beaver Sports Podcast.
Brought to you by Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver Game Day fun in Corvallis. Extend your stay and take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game, stay to play. And, of course, in the times that we're in, this is apropos for a later time, but absolutely never more than that time. And also, Doc, this is brought to you by Lacrosse Boots. Done right since 1897.
I want to thank all of you for joining us for another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. We'll do it again soon. Thanks for joining us this time around. Hope you're all staying healthy, safe, well. And we'll talk to you again next week on another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha. It's feel good, taste good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.